Scott's pad. Next to Miss Sue's is a house with an upstairs and a downstairs. Upstairs is rented to two East Indian scientists who run the Christianville lab on infectious diseases. Downstairs is a small two-bedroom apartment furnished for guests to Christianville. Being a solo traveler, this is the place for me and my suitcase. My costs for room and board are small because I'm a working volunteer. This house is shaded by mango trees and my apartment has electric, but no TV and no Wi-Fi. Ceiling fans keep air moving and screens keep mosquitoes, mostly outside. An early morning sunlight streams through the apartment's louvered, jalousy windows that have no curtains. Water drinkable comes from a nearby well, and there's warm water for showers and a stove for cooking if you wish. The only shocks here are midnight mangoes hitting the tin roof with the force of bombs and Lucky the mother dog barking at shadows that threaten her pups, who live in an old, opened suitcase under the front porch of my apartment. The accommodations are my home for 2 weeks. Being thankful for what you have is always a traveler's best mindset. This, stacked up next to some of the places I've lived, holds up very well.